back to Matchman Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. There's a fascinating interplay between what happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday and last evening and the governor race here in Wisconsin. Today's election day. Happy election day. Get out and vote. If you haven't voted absentee or you haven't mailed it in, that kind of thing, or in-person absentee, get out there and vote. Remember that people look at numbers of voters as indicators of enthusiasm for your party. So even if you think, well, there aren't a lot of contested races in my party that I care about, there are some. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Tim Michaels is very lucky that this search didn't happen 3 or 4 days ago. Trump endorsed him at the Waukesha Fairgrounds on Friday evening, and Michaels exulted in that. I think he wouldn't have exulted as much if that night Trump had been subject to a search warrant in his home for stealing top secret documents that could have compromised American security around the world. Question is, how much spillover will it have? People are still digesting it today. Republicans are saying, well, they're rallying around Trump, saying that the FBI should be crushed. That's Paul Gosar. That the FBI should be investigated and restructured according to Republican supervision. In other words, politicized by the Republicans. That's Kevin McCarthy. Various people on Fox are simply attacking it as a politicized arm of the Democratic Party. You know, the kill shot for Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters, the kill shot for them is treason, but there's a problem with that. If there were a declaration of war against Russia right now, they'd both be in prison. And if there were a shooting war and Americans are being killed, they'd be executed. But you can't imprison and execute someone for treason if there's no formal declaration of war. The best you can do is get them for seditious conspiracy. And for seditious conspiracy, that probably requires some act in addition to words. In other words, if a guy got up, even in 1943, and gave a pro-Nazi speech in New York City at a rally, and there were people who did that in Milwaukee, believe it or not, they probably could not be arrested for treason without some overt act in connection with it, much less sedition now. So Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters have avoided their kill shot, treason and sedition so far, but they are treasonous and they are seditionists. And it's going to be very interesting to see in these primaries. You have these Trump people still around the country who are endorsed by Trump, who are anti-American, who would destroy our democracy, take our country into fascism. And they've won some primaries, but will they after this search? We've got to see that. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Lots and lots of things going on this Tuesday morning. Hey, Jeannie, great call as always. I love listening to her. If I was Rebecca Clayfish, I'd be pretty happy this morning. But right. I don't know why the Republican Party don't just say, hey, we've had enough of Trump, because several of these organizations, I guess they want to go to war against the United States or something like that. But I'm going to go quickly, and I think you'll probably talk about it in the next hour, the more happier side of things. Joe Biden is going to go down as the greatest president in my lifetime, and the reason for that, he's had to clean up this mess that Trump left, and it was a mess. And he still has people in the government trying to put the kibosh on things. But this, I'm sure you're talking about, but this reconciliation bill, it's awesome. It's awesome for seniors, lower drug prices, and the climate. And who would ever thought we'd have got this much good things done in such a short time? Because, like, It's very much like Harry Truman said, the Republicans are a do-nothing party, and they're on board with treason. So I just wanted to point that out. You've been right all along about Biden. He is a wonderful president. And like you say, go out and vote today. I am going to vote for Pete Bucarsi because he advertised in your great, great station. And without you guys, this truth wouldn't be getting out there today. So thanks for your show, Matt. Wonderful job. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I always love your calls. And you always have it right on the money, what you have to say. I'll tell you what. The two things. You always remind me, and I need reminding, to talk about the good stuff. You know, I'm the watchdog. I'm the goalkeeper that points out what the Republicans are doing, what the Ruskies are doing, the Chaycoms, the Norks, Iranians, jihadists, that kind of thing. And a lot of that has to be said. But you point out the good stuff. Joe Biden is a good man. He's done a good job, very good job as president. What happened was our alliances were in tatters after Trump because he was seen as a Russian agent. Now, Biden got the NATO put back together, sort of a mini NATO, Pacific. He has to contain China. He pushed through this budget reconciliation bill that was unthinkable a week ago, a month ago, unthinkable. But he pushed it through. And you know something? It is a monumental bill. We'll be able to negotiate for bulk discounts on medications, saving a lot of money. We'll add forensic accountants and lawyers who can collect about $1 trillion over 10 years of crooked tax evasion. What the Republicans did was very simple under George W. Bush. They simply fired a lot of accountants and lawyers and didn't replace them. So the reason you didn't get audited is because you had no auditors. Very sneaky tactic under George W. Bush. And but beyond that, climate, 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030 as a result of this. And somehow we got Manchin on board on that. Tax reforms. I'm still angry at cinema. Wall Street got to her. They stripped out any attack on the carried interest exception. So hedge funds and venture capital firms don't pay income tax, no matter how much money they make. You pay income tax. I pay income tax. They don't pay income tax. They got their income designated as carried interest. So they pay half your rate. Like oil well diggers and paper companies who plant trees and they don't see a return on those trees for 20 years. Oil companies will drill 50 wells and there's 49 dry holes and one gusher. Hedge funds and venture capital firms go, that's just like us. They take no risks. They sit in a restaurant in Manhattan. They have three computers, three secretaries. They place bets. They place bets on derivatives, swaptions, the short things. And if they blow up the whole fund and lose all your money, they still get 2% of what it started out as. 2%. And if they make these crazy bets, it's a casino, and they do a little better than the S&P 500, they get 2% plus 1.5% for anything over the S&P 500 return. They got to Sinema. She's no good. At least she votes for Manchin rather than Moscow Mitch to organize the Senate. And occasionally we get a vote out of her. We got to have a couple of more senators. She and Manchin are jackalopes. They're not antelopes. They're not jackasses. They're jackalopes. They're neither fish nor fowl. We need Democrats. But in the Republican gubernatorial race, Rebecca Clayfish, you can't have her as governor. You can't have Tim Michaels as governor. You can't have her and Rampton. Rampton just came out and said he contests the primary in advance. He said this yesterday, the day before the primary. Clayfish said, I'm going to fire the DA of Milwaukee County when I get in. John Chisholm is the best DA in Wisconsin, one of the best in the country. They will attack Milwaukee. And then this clown, they say, well, she'll do well in the Milwaukee area. Don't vote for her. Believe me, don't vote for her. Or Michael Zoran. We're going to a break. Getting worked up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And it seems